I want to speak to Maura, who's in this line. Good morning, Maura.
Good morning, Frank.
You want to praise the bin man, I think.
I do indeed. It's the brown bin collection on the Crumlin Road this morning. The three guys, Daniel Metcalf, Danny Rafferty and Davy McCracken, they actually saved my dog's life.
And how did they do that?
I brought the dog down from the park, and when he's up in the park, he actually found a ball that's much smaller than what he'd normally play with. And he carried down his mouth, and I realised that when he got to the garden, he wasn't dropping it. He seemed to be choking. So I went over to help the dog. Didn't realise it was actually going to be any problem in actually dislodging the ball. Then it did get serious. And just as that, the brown bins were being collected. And one of the guys shouted, "Is everything all right?" I says, "No, the dog's choking on a ball." And he immediately came in, and he called the other two lads. And without their help, the dog wouldn't be here, because the dog was actually then, it got serious. She collapsed under her legs, her eyes were rolling, and she was actually going. But we're losing the dog. And one of them said, "We'll try the Heimlich manoeuvre," which I did on the dog. And then the guys held their mouth open, and I just put my hand right down, and gradually was able to pull the ball up with the help of the three guys pushing on her stomach and on her windpipe. The ball eventually did dislodge, and within minutes the dog was back up, got some air, and at the minute it's grand.
That is great to hear. Fair play to the lads, first of all, for coming to
Fantastic.
Your assistance,
mm-hmm.
and secondly, for having the presence of mind to know what to do. And the wee dog, when the ball was retrieved from its throat, did it start to breathe properly then, or was it panicking?
Absolutely. Well, within seconds, he was breathing properly again, so he was, and actually looking to play with the ball again, but that's been disposed of.
Oh, wow. And, I'm delighted that the guys, number one, were there, and number two, knew what to do, because on your own, you probably couldn't have retrieved that ball yourself.
I wouldn't even have thought of that manoeuvre. I was trying to actually get the dog's mouth that actually glassed tightened down, so it was very hard to get in. So they helped hold the mouth open, and I was able to get in and get the ball out.
Maura, good on the lads. You give them a name check right at the very beginning, and the brown bin men, the blue bin men, the black bin men, they get criticism here maybe on the radio too often for turning up late or not emptying a bin, but those three fellas are deserving of another name check. Who are they again?
Yeah, it's Daniel Metcalf, Danny Rafferty and Davy McCracken. I really do thank them.
Lads, well done indeed. And a wee pet, a dog like you have, you've taken out for a walk and you take it back to the garden, it's part of the family almost, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've only had him actually a year today, although he's 10. He's a retired working dog, so it would have been awful if anything had happened today of all days.
Well, Maura, I'm delighted the lads were there to help. And thanks for sharing the story with us. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Lovely story. And good on the bin men.